Okay, Aran Yud Amud Beis, at the top, second line, Mat Giflara Papa. It's a paid old thing. So we gave the example of the boar, right? He digs one tefach, ten tefach, and he's high for everything. And then we were attempting to ask about different other places where we could say the same thing, Lechura. Another example. So now along comes Rav Papa, Maski Pla Rav Papa, Vaika Hadatanya. What about we have the following brisa, which would also fit into this category, Lechura. What is that? Chamisha Shiyashval Safsal Achad. Five people were sitting on a bench, the Lo Shabru, and it didn't break. Ubachad v'yashav alav v'shvaro, and then a fifth person came, and he sat down. The sixth person came, and he sat down on it, and then the bench broke. That says the brayis acharon chayev. The last guy that sat on it, he's chayev. V'amara papa kagon papa baraba. It's like somebody like papa, which is a very heavy person. So the Gemara says, again, like we saw in the other cases, and says it's not a good example. Why? Because heichidami ilema debalavi hulo itbar. If it's talking about a case where it wouldn't have broke at all had the last guy not sat on it, then pshita, of course the last guy is chayev. He did all the nesek. Nothing would happen without him. Ella debalavi hunami itbar. Elamai, what are you going to say? No, it would have broken without him. So then, my kavid. So what did he do? Why should he be chayv at all? So Gemara asks, sof sof masnisa hechi metarza. In other words, the other cases that we gave up above, they were, if you remember, suggestions. Hey, cases thought up in their mind. Well, what about this? Who are here? Who are there? So you don't have to answer it up. This is because it's just a thought up case. But this is a brisa. So you can't just say, oh, darn, Bryce is not mechadish anything, okay, you know, it's gotta work, because it's a Bryce, it's gotta be teaching me something. So therefore, that's what the Gemara is asking. So this is the case of the bench, it's a Bryce. So how are you gonna explain the Bryce? It's gotta be telling me something. So where it says, lo tzricha de balavi hu havi mitbar be treisha. It's talking about that, a case where, had the guy not sat on it, it would have broke. But it would have taken 2 hours. Bahashta itbar b'chadasha. And now that he sat down on it, it's going to break quicker. It's going to break in only 1 hour. So therefore, the Tana is coming to Mechadashas, that even if the first people did start in the Nezek, because it would have broken had they, you know, sat on it for 2 hours, so they started the Nezek. But they're not chayev if the second guy comes along, the last guy, whatever, and it makes it happen quicker. And why? What's the reason? Amrilei, why shouldn't they be chayev? Because they can say to him, ilavat have yasvina netfei porta vekaimin. Because they would have said that if it wasn't for you, we would have sat a little bit longer, you know, more than the hour, but before the 2 hours, and we would have gotten up, and nothing would have happened. Therefore, they're pater and the last guy is chayev. Ask the Gemara, why should the last guy be chayev? Le maluhu, why can't the last guy say to them, ilav atun bididi lo havi mitbar? That, he said it wasn't, if it was just for me, right, if it wasn't for you, then bididi, just as far as I'm concerned, it wouldn't have broken. Just by me, right? And therefore, you should have, basically what he's telling him, that you should have gotten up. You know, you're also responsible over here, because when I was there sitting, fine, but then it would have broken quicker, but you should have gotten up. So Gemara says, before it changes the whole pshat, we'll see in Rashi, that the Gemara is going back and says, no, new pshat. What's the chiddush in the brayis here? Lo tzricha de bahadi de samich behu tavar. That's talking about that he didn't sit on the bench, really. He just leaned on it. And that caused the breaking. And therefore, what's the chiddush? Then the Gemara says, ay pshita. Okay, so then, said, and of course he's chayiv if he leans on it and breaks it. No, ma'u d'teima, the kocho lav kegufo dami, kamash malan, the kocho kegufo dami, the kochecha, the gufo tavar, kocho nami tavar. So the chedesh is that kocho is kegufo dami. In other words, he didn't actually sit on the bench. He sit on the bench, that's gufo. He sit on the bench and breaks it. Fine, that's clear, that's pasha. We're talking about where he didn't sit, he just leaned on them, whatever, and therefore it's not, it's like indirect, he leaned on them, which gave pressure on them, which made pressure on the branch, and it broke. So that's like kocho. It's not direct, it's indirect, and kamash malan that he's still chayv in such a case. Okay, it's Irashi. He could go on Papa Barava, Shaya Baal Spasar, he was overweight. Pshita, the lo dami libor harishon. So now Rashi is going to compare it. Why is that this different than the boar? Why is this posh? The boar is not, because it's not similar to the case of the boar. Sharishan garam nizikin v'harag chetzi or ruba ela mishum hachi havi miftar damale ilavata haya mitzach velo havi harimait. Okay, but so now over there, the guy that dug the something, he did nezek. I mean, when I was the guy. If the animal would have gotten hurt, the first guy would have been chayav also. So therefore, he did contribute over there. Okay, Mishamp, the miftar da amarle ilav ata haya mitzchak velo havimai. But he's pater because he can say, but it wasn't for it would have gotten damaged. It wouldn't have died, and you made it, the animal die. Aval elu lo shavru klum kozman shelo bazeh, as opposed to the case of the bench, where the first five, they didn't do anything until the last guy sat on it. Manita de safsal, we say we have to answer it. Hechi mitarza hoyel umotzva sachi, since we're asking this question. Aval the case of the moser shoro umar bebechilo kavilos, those are the questions we saw yesterday. We didn't have to answer them up; they didn't make sense. Lo mitnai, because they're not mitnai, they're not mishnas or brises or anything new. Ela misvara havim, actually they just asked a svara, thought of these case, this case, that case. He doesn't have to, don't have to answer it there. Okay, the Belaviu have a mitbar betreshar. So we said that if he wouldn't have come, it would have broken, but only after 2 hours. Well, hachit strich lemisnaya. Therefore, we need to be taught this. So we have a shtekol chiddush over here. Leshminan the fil hachi. Even so, he is chayav. Even though it would have broken anyways. Even if he wouldn't have come, he's still chayav. That's the chiddush. Umiu behadehahi. But it's not the same as the case of our boar. Of the chofer boar, lo matzi lemisnaya tetehave hach kehechsher b'miksas nizko demasnitz. It's not the same though as still as the case of our Mishnah with the boar. Why the high lo miksas nizko hu elakol nizak sharishonim lo ichilu l'shovro? Because here he did everything, not miksas. The case of the boar, they did miksas, they dug to nine, and he dug it. Here they didn't do anything because they didn't break at all with the first people. Ki hechi the chofer boar teisha, there it's different. The ziku hevel chom shel teisha, the hevel chom shel yud hargo, because the first nine tfachim it damages. So the animal's falling down. So the hevel of the boar of the nine stunned it or whatever, and then the tenth one finished it off. So the first one that did the first did something also. Whereas here it didn't begin to break yet, and he sat on a boot and it broke. So he's chayav different. V'leima lehu, why can't he say to them, ilav atun bididi luchu lo havi mitbar? It was just for me, it wouldn't have broken. V'atem, kashiyashafti ayalachem lamoz, you should have stood up, he can tell them. V'midolo mandam, because you didn't, atakamon yishashavartim, so you're also part of this. V'gabe mashlim bor lasara leik lakshuye, hachi, you can't ask the same question again by the boar, they might have lekama lemevad. Right here, you could say, you guys should have stood up. But in the case of the boar, you couldn't, there's nothing to do. Once it's dug, it's dug, and they can't go back on it, and it's done. Okay, we said, lo tzrichas rashi de behade de samich alayu. So now Rashi learns, La'olam devlav ihu lohavi mit bar klal. Like we're going back, we're saying, no, La'olam, it would not, like we said before, would have broken anyways, either 2 hours, 1 hour. No, forget about that. Nugmor is going back, going to Rashi on that, and says that without him, it would not have broken at all, right? Hi, so what's the chiddush? Udekamar pshita. So what's the answer? Lo tzricha de lo yashav ala. The chiddush is that he didn't sit on it, actually. Ela amad al raglav. He was standing on his feet. V'nismach aleim. He leaned on them, putting pressure on them. V'ata lashmi'ina and the kocho kagufo dami. That's the chiddush. Samach behu nismach aleim. He leaned on them. V'lo yachlu lamod. And they couldn't stand up. Lishnachrina de Gaza Mizga Garcinon, like lying down, Raikadamrina and Bealma Chazilim Mizga Lyle, you can lie in it, whatever. Okay. Fine. Yeah. Okay. Visu Leika, now we have another attempt, another possible case to fit into the category of the Mishnah. What about the following? Vayika hada sanya. Here's a brisa. Hiku asara bnei adam be eser maklos. 10 people hit this guy with 10 sticks. Bein bevatachad, bein bezecharzeh. Whether at one time or one after the other, umes, and the guy died. So kulam pturim. They're all pater from Mises based in at least. Rav Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, Bezeh achar zeh acharon chayav. It was one after the other, and he died. So he died from the last hit, so therefore the last guy is chayav. Vipnei shekirev et mitaso. That he brought the Misa closer, and therefore he's the one that is chayav, the last guy. And so here you can't say the first people did nothing, because they also helped make him bring his death closer, but he gave the makabah pati, she finished it off, and yet he is chayev, and therefore that's similar to the case of the boar. First guy did 9, contributed, and then the last guy finished it off, so he's so it's similar. So how come we don't include that case? So the Gemara here says, you're right, this is similar, it could be included, but biktala lo kamairi, but we're not talking about cases of capital cases of death. We're talking about Nizikin. And Nizikin, this is the only case, the case of the boar. But in capital cases, there is this case as well. That's one possibility. Vibaisema biplukta lokamairi. That the reason why we didn't want to bring this case, because it's not Lekulei Alma, right? It was we had the Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira said this, and but the Talakama didn't. So we don't want to. We're talking about cases when there's no machlokes. And it says, oh yeah, velo, v'hauk minan the loke Rebbe. Even our case of the boar, it's a machlokes. If you remember, it's Rebbe and the Chachamim, right? It's the Chachamim said that if you you add the last guy's chayav, only the last guy's chayav, whereas according to Rebbe, they're both chayav. So we're going only according to the Chachamim, but it's a machloikis. How can you tell me you're not dealing with cases that are machloikis? Our classical case of the boar is a machloikis. So Gemara says, yeah, to look at Rebbe, you can rabbanan mukminan. A machloikis is where it's a yachid and a rabbim, and we're following like the rabbim seder. That type of machloikis we'll deal with, because that's a rabbim against a yachid. We go like the rabbim, fine. But the Kareb Yehuda ben Beseir v'lo Karabana and Lokmi. But a machloikis that we're going to give a case like the yachid, not like the rabbim. We're not dealing with cases like that. We're going to give a case where the yachid is going against the rabbim, and here's an example like the yachid that we're not doing. Okay, Rashi. Apturim she'ein yadua al yedei mi hanerag. They're pater. We don't know who killed them. Lamaisa shakir mitaso, the last guy who puktayu the Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Rabbanan is in perik mi perik ben Sanhedrin perik elu hein nisrafin. Rabbi Yehuda savar ki yake kol nefesh adam. It says in the pasuk ksiv the mashma kol duhu nefesh. Even a little bit, you just did a little bit, you finished it off, you're chayev. Rabbanan Savri Kula Nefesh Mashma. Kiyaka Kol Nefesh, they learned that to mean the whole Nefesh. You have to do it by yourself. Ahainu, Heksher Miksas Nisko, if we have the similar in our Mishnah, Dome Dechofer Borsh, Arishon Hizik, and the Acharon Harag. the look of Rebbe Yukarabban, and that we are Mokminan, the halachic Rabbi. Okay. Back to the Gemara. Okay, so we learned in our Mishnah, in this, still in the same section, Chavti b'tashlume nisko, that the, if a person's chav can be chavti b'tashlume, he does a little bit of the hechsher, a little of the nezek, and the lashon is chavti b'tashlume nisko, and then he has to pay the lashon tashlume for the whole nezek. So the Gemara makes a diuk, chavti benisko loktani. It doesn't say he's makshir a little bit, and then he's chayav in the nezek, but rather it says, ela bitashlume nisko, in the tashlum of the nezek. So the mashma is that he's a tashlum, he's lashon hashlama. He's making up for the, he has to mashlim the lack caused by the nezek. In other words, that if he killed a shor, and there's still the shore is there, the nevela, you know, his animal killed the shore, and you have a nevela. So the mazik has to mashlim the difference between the dead shore and a live shore. In other words, the dead shore is still worth something. So since it used the lashon of tashlum, that means you mashlim the rest. The nizak keeps his dead animal, you know, he says, okay, here's your dead animal, and how much is there between the dead animal and the live animal? That's what he has to be mashli. That's what's meduyak from the lashon. Okay, see Rashi for a second. Venizko loktani, de lahave mashma shishalim shor gamur. Chai, behu yitolat nevela. In other words, had it not say tashlumi, what's the other option? Is that, okay, look, he killed his animal, it's worth, you know, nevela, little, whatever. So fine, just give the guy a new animal. You keep the nevela, whatever, just give the guy a new animal. That's what I might have thought. But no, since it says tashlumi, that you don't take the nevela and give the guy a brand new animal. He keeps the nevela, and you just give him money to for the rest of what you owe him. Okay, al tashlumi nizko, says Rashi, de mashma hashlama sheitol nizak et nevela, veze mashlim lo mashe pachatato mimisa, what the misa caused, the difference. Okay, Tanina, the Gemara says, Tanina laha de tana rabbanan. What our Mishnah, we says in our Mishnah, it's, we have in a brisa, it says, tashlumi nezek, melame shebailim metaplim binevela. Which is basically what we're saying over here, right? The Nizak, the Bailim, he's metapal benavela, he keeps the nidus mashlim, give him money to balance, to make it up for the loss I caused him. Okay. Now, Rashi tashlimi nizko malame lashon hashlam again mashlim lo nizak. Okay, habailim metapal benavela, says Rashi, kolomar not limita nevela, they take it. Okay. Back to the Gemara. Okay, minani mili. Now, we're asking, where do we learn this from? That's what we do. We don't just give the guy the new shore. We take the mazi, keeps the veil and gives him a brand new shore. No, he just gives him lets the niza keep it, the balim keep it, and he just mash him. Where do we learn this? The source. Amar avami, damar kra. We learn it from the pasuk about the pasuk dealing with the person that is mazi or kills and his friend's animal. It says in the pasuk, mas make nefesh behema. Yishalmena. So they darshan out, al tak tikri, don't read it Yishalmena, but rather Ella Yashlimena. And that's what we're saying, that to be mashlim. They learned it from there, you have to be mashlim. He keeps the animal that you killed, and you just mashlim. That's one possibility. Rav Kahana Amar Mehacha, he learns a different place. It says, Im Tarof Yitaref Yivyeu Eid, Hatrefa Lo Yishalem. That's talking about a Shomer Sachar that is not careful and is watching, he's poshea, and some animal comes and is toref, one of the animals that he's watching, and so he has to pay. Okay, so if he was negligent, if he wasn't negligent, as the pasuk is really talking about, lo yishalem, it's talking about when he was an ones. Okay, but again, it's a drasha. Drasha is that ad trefa, even though it's yivyeu aid, means you have to bring aidim, but it's a drasha, right? The aid is like ad, that ad trefa yishalem. You pay the price until the trefa, but trefa tzmalo yishalem. You don't pay for the trefa, in the case where he would be negligent, that he would have to pay. He doesn't pay for the actual trefa. Again, the bailim keep the trefa, and he just mashlim the rest. That's the drasha. And then we have the third, a third possibility. Chizki Amar Mihacha, from here. It's talking about a shor muad that kills the another shor, and it says in the pasuk shalem yeshalem shor tachas ashor, and then it says v'ameis yelo. And they learn out what's the meis yelo? Who's the lo? L'nizak. The nizak keeps the dead animal again in yurdus mashlim. V'chein tana the mechizki as well v'ameis yelo again l'nizak. Atawomer lenizach. You want to say nevelas lenizach? Oh, ena. Maybe el lamazik. Who? Maybe it's the lo. Who's lo? Maybe it means the mazik. No, amar lo kachaya. It's in it. The pasuk is not mefarish like that. My lo kachaya. What does it mean that you shouldn't mefarish the pasuk like that? Amar Abayi, because Esau kadaitach nevela de mazik havia lichtov rachamana shor tachas ashor velishtok v'ameis yelo lama lishma mina lenizak. Because if we're talking about the other way of learning, that no, the mazik just keeps the nevela and he gives him a brand new animal, then the pasuk could have stopped after it says that you should pay shor tachas ashor. That's exactly what it means. Shor tachas ashor. I killed this live shor. I have to give him a live shor back. But it doesn't stop there. It says v'ameis yelo. That's coming to tell me that no, that's not what you do. Because then it just would have sort of stopped there in the pasuk. Elamai, what should you do? You, as we said, the meis yelo belongs to the nizak, and you dismashli. V'tricha. Now, why do I need all these three sources to tell me the same din that the nizak keeps the dead animal? D'ikasav rachamana ma'ke behema yishamena. If I only had that, the case of the person killing, a person, a human, killing the shore, that the nizak keeps the shore, I might have said, mishum de lo shchicha. That why are we makel? Because don't forget, it's a kula, right, on behalf of the nizak, right, the mazik, excuse me. He says he doesn't have to take the vela, sell it, do what he has to do with it, and give him a brand new shore. No, he just mashlim the kesef and gemar, here, keep your dead animal, sorry, I apologize, and just take the rest of the money. It's a kula. So I might say this kula only applies in the case of a person killing an animal. Why? Because that's very uncommon. You don't usually kill an animal, a friend's animal like that. But in the case of the trefa, we said a second source from the Shomer Sachar that's watching an animal and it gets killed. So that's, that happens, you know, animals get attacked, and so that's more shchicha. I might say there, maybe we're not going to be mekel on the Shomer. Chamash Malan, that we are, even there we say it's the nevelas to the nizach. Reimalot, shchicha. Now the opposite. So if I had the din of the trefa, though, I might have said mishum de memela, because there it's like shevi al tasa. He didn't shomer properly, and then it got damaged. So maybe not so as bad. Then not kumveyase so much. It's just passively. He wasn't watching it carefully. So therefore, maybe there will be meikel on him. Aval makamehema the biyadaim, when he comes up to the guy's animal, hits it or shoots it or whatever. That's some biyadaim. I might say we're not going to be meikel on the guy, aim low, and we won't let him just be mashlim. Fine. So we explain those two. Now we have the third one. V'yashminan hanitarte. If I would just have the case of the shomer sachar and the adam amazik, I would have said that each one, if I only had those two, I would say yeah, because each one has a kula. Ha mishum de lo shchicha. The case of the man hitting the animal is not common. V'ha mishum de memela. And the case of the shomer sachar is passive, is the memela. Aval, in the case of the shore, that's going in the shore, v'meis yelo, right, the shchicha will be a dime. There it's shchicha. And it's common that happens. The shore goes ashore, and it's like a biyadayim, because his animal is actually going out and damaging. So ema lo. So I might say maybe he be pater in this case, which I kamash malan. I might say ema lo that maybe we would not pater the guy, and he would have to pay a new shore. Kamash malan that he does it. And if I only have a meisielo, I might say that also has a kula. Maybe mishum de mamona kamazik. After all, it's only his mama doing damage, not him. Aval hacha, in the case of the shomer sachar or macha behema, right? It's a person doing it, not his mamon. The begufo mazik aima lo. I might say maybe not. Dafka wouldn't be mekel by the over there in those cases. Sricha, therefore we need those cases as well of shomer sachar and adam as well. Okay, let's see Rashi. We leave off. Okay, Vabayli Mata. We did that. Yashlimen. Okay, Yashlimenu Mashmi Yashlim Hamosar makes up the difference. Yivu A Darish. It's a Darish Hashtahachi. It's a drasha that im taraf yitaref hashor bepshiyasoi al shomer sachar, because if the animal gets nitra because the shomer was not careful, the high krav shomer sachar. Ksuv is talking about k'demri nimo shoel parsha shniya nimar b'shomer sachar. Then what's the din? Yivu aid hatrefa, right? The darshan yishalim ad kol anezek ad matai ad demeya trefa, until the value of the trefa that you don't pay. Well, demeya trefa atzma lo yishalim the nizak metapel v'torach b'nevela mochak. We said isal kadaitach nevela the mazik v'hai v'meis yelo. Maybe the mazik kamar. No, because then we should have just stopped after short tachas azor. V'lish tekra mine the lo yisrich lach. You don't need to tell me anymore. The pshita lan came in the shilem short tachas ashor. The nevela hu shalo, because he's giving him a brand new shor. So of course he keeps the old shor. The mazik l'nizak yitlenu bedamim ve'alav yashlim amazik. He gives the rest. Maka behema lo shchicha. We said shehe adam mazik behema shel chaviro. It's not common. Lefikach lo. Hichmir alav, and therefore that's why we're not machmir on him over there. Litroach b'mechirat nevela trefa de b'meila shazev tratarfa. Okay, so the shomer, but shomer lo nitzkaven. He just, you know, inadvertently, you know, he wasn't watching properly, whatever. So amtul hachi chas rachamanala. Therefore, we have rachmanas on him. The loli the mitroch nevela. He doesn't have to deal with the nevela. The biyadaim kamazik lema alamazik. Litroach b'nevela u'mishalim damim kamashmolan. He doesn't have to. But meis yelo is mishtai b'shor nagach. The shchiach, there we have it is shchiach. Ubi yadaim hu mamash shehu niskaven lahazik the shore at least. Okay. Shomer sachar shepasha v'nitrefa aydei ze'ev is kimaske gufo chashi, like as if he's doing it himself. Sharei hayalav l'shomer, because he wasn't watching it properly. Okay, fine, let's do a little bit more. Next little piece here is important because it's going to, next year, it's going to deal with it quite intensively. So the Gemara says, Amalei Rav Kahana L'Rav, Ela Taima the Kasav Rachamana Meisielo. So he says, wait a second, you're saying the reason why we let the Nizak deal with it, because it says a Meisielo, and that's telling us, Chiddush, that the Nizak deals with the dead animal, you just have to mashim him, right? Halav hachi, havamina, the nevela, the mazik havi. Meaning, if it wasn't for that pasuk, I would have said, you know, short tachasor, like we said, that no, then the mazik has to just keep the dead animal, and that's what I would have thought, and he pays him, then he gives him a new one, right? Halav hachi, the havamina, the nevela, the mazik havi. But this is difficult. Why? Because hashta he isle ledide kama trefus yaivle damar mar yashiv lerabos shavik shvei kesev afilu subin. So didide mi baya? So he says, I don't understand. He says, we learned that a mazik could give, if he's giving not land, he's giving movables, he can give in yashiv afilu subin, meaning he can give nevelas, he can give anything he wants, right? So what's the havamina to say that if it wasn't for the pasuk, I would think to say that the mazik has to keep the dead animal and give him a new one. Why? If since he can give him subin, he could say I have to pay you. Fine. So give me the dead animal and here, take it back. I mean, that's all basically what we're saying. Since he can pay him subin, there's no havamina to say anything else. Of course the nizak is a metapel nevela. Why? Because the mazik, and he has to give him a new, why? He'll just say, fine, I have to pay you. Why? You're giving me the dead animal, here's the dead animal, I'm giving it back to you because I can pay you a subin. So what did we accomplish? So of course the nizak is a metapel nevela. There's no... So the Gemara says, you're right, but lo nitzricha ela lifchat nevela. However, there is a nafgamina, whether the nizak is or the mazik. The chiddush is that we're saying that the nizak is metapel nevela. That means that the pchas nevela belongs to the nizak. Meaning that if the animal, as soon as the animal gets is gored, so the nevela is worth a certain amount. But then, as time goes on, it gets all rotten or whatever. It gets less and less and less. Right? It's certain, upon impact, it's still worth more. Then it gets less and less as time goes on. And there's meaning, by the time they hamada bedin, when they come to the base din, it can be worse even less. So the chiddush is what are being told over here, that the nevela belongs to the nizak, meaning he's a samashli, means that we look at the time of the damage. We look at the time, this is how we're being made on the muzzy, right? That we're looking at the time of the damage, and the animal's worth more now, which means the sachakol of the nezek is less, because if the animal, we go by when we hamada bedin, the animal's even worth less, means there was even more nezek. So the question is, how much does he have to pay? So we're being makel on the mazik and say we're going by the time of the nezek itself, right, where the animal is still worth more, and he has to be therefore only mashlim that. As a course of tosa, otherwise it would mean that we go by when we come out of a din when the animal is worth very less. Fine, it's true. We can say here keep the dead animal, but he has to pay. We have to still has to pay more money because now if we evaluate the animal later. So that's the kula that's coming out from the mazik. By because we're saying the nizak metab and levela basically means that we go by the time of damage and how much is worth then, and then he's asked to be mashlim with the rest. Okay, see Rashi, Hashi havelu trifus lemazik kashir the kol de meinisko. He has a bunch of trifus in his house. Have a yayivle. You can give the bal korcha the manizak. He said, here, take the veil, and you have to take it. The amar mar is a yashi the rabat subin. We said the day mebaya. So of course, so far, give me the veil. I'll give it back to you. No nitzricha. Therefore, the kasav kra the nizak metabo nevela el lifchat nevela the hachi amarachamana the mishas misa kai b'shu say the nizak. That's what it's trying to tell me, that already at the time of the damage, not when it's going to get to din, right away, it's like keilu now belongs to the nizak. Vim hisriach upachta damim mishas misa ad shasa madav edin. If it gets to less until then, pseida the nizaku. It's the loss is the nizak's loss, and meaning umeshalim le mazik. And not that the Shasa Madabedin.